Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Two books tell stories of compelling historical accounts from personal perspectives with broader context of tribal culture and influence. The Oneida Nation went from having nearly all of their land stripped from them to becoming one of the most powerful political and economic entities in Wisconsin. The story of that transformation is the theme of Unsettling Territory by Oneida author and historian Douglas Metoxen Keel. He says his telling of this history begins with his own family's story.
It was really the first way that I began to learn my broader tribal history was just through understanding my own family's history. And so I found that a really exciting way to dive into Native history for the first time, to start asking, serious questions about my own family's journey. And, in the case of, we didn't have archival records in the terms of documents, but I mean, we had photographs. My grandmother had decades and decades worth of photographs. And so my interest in Native American history really broadly began with, a deep dive into my own family's history. And if I could encourage anyone who's maybe considering doing such things, spend some time with archives, anywhere you can find them. If you haven't experienced the joy of working with old documents and coming across, say, family members' names and historic texts, it's very exciting. And I think it's a relatable way to engage in the broader study is to see how it all impacts either your family or families like your own.
Keel says stories from his family offer a personal connection to introduce readers to the broader context of his tribe's history. Another book that presents history through one family's experience is The Sons of Gunshooter, a Navajo resistance story, written by Dene writer Dorothy Dennettclaw and journalist Matt Fitzsimons. Drawing on archival research and oral histories, the authors challenge the conclusions reached by courts and the press at the time, re-examining the 1919 shooting death of Charles Hubbell and the subsequent murder trial of two sons of the Navajo spiritual leader known as Gunshooter. Dennettclaw says her uncle, who served time in prison for the shooting, was not the man portrayed in the media at the time.
My uncle was raised as all the children of Gunshooter. They were raised with a lot of love, and he taught them, he showed them, they participated in the ceremonial, helping people to heal. And in addition, they were told that this is how you do it. This is the way you talk to people. This is the way you treat people. And all of the ethical training went along with it. And respect for Mother Nature, all of it went together. So when he went to prison and then he was released and came back, he continued what he was taught as a child. He continued to be a medicine man. He continued to help the people. He continued his ways, and he continued the practice. He knew that he was a medicine man, so he continued his work.
Dennettclaw says the book grew from the family stories she was told about her uncle throughout her life. Co-author Matt Fitzsimon says the original false narrative has been passed down through the decades. It's taken considerable research of archives and personal interviews to get to the truth.
Biased from the start, but I'm a former newspaper guy, and I don't want to be too hard on the newspaper guy because all the books ever since have been even more biased, I'd argue. We had some great launch events on the Navajo Nation at Window Rock and at Loop Elementary School. And in those, I brought along three other books that over the years had discussed the case, and they were all wildly inaccurate, and they all gave wildly conflicting accounts of what happened. There was no way to even reconcile what the three different authors were saying with each other or with the facts. And I think that's kind of par for the course of a lot of the history that has been biased. And that's why I think it's so important for more Native authors to step up and tell their stories and share their stories. And I think that's critical, partly because the stories are so inspiring and we all benefit from hearing them, but also to correct the historical record because it's been biased for 150 years and it's time to straighten it out.
The book about Gunshooter includes a different perspective of notable traders, the Hubbell family. The former Hubbell trading post on the Navajo Nation is now a national park. The story is also a window into the backdrop of outside oppression of Navajo people that included exploitation and even slavery in the decades following the Civil War. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.